Steep slopes and narrow alleys have forced this centuries-old city to hold on to some of its traditional ways. Dating back to 600 BC, Accra is one of the oldest inhabited cities in the world, and for generations this has been the only mode of transport. Even bringing home the groceries is a challenge.
Every day I use my donkey to transport household needs, and things can't be carried without the help of donkeys. Almost all of the residents of these neighborhoods own a donkey, which is technically their vehicle that they rely on.
And the most basic services are affected.
The municipality decided to use donkeys years ago to carry out the tasks of cleaning and transporting garbage from these neighborhoods. Our work is exhausting, but it may sound strange to anyone who hears about it.
But even the use of donkeys has led to charges of corruption. In recent years, local officials have been accused of making money by hiring donkeys that only exist on paper. And the mayor argues that Baghdad budget cuts have left many public employees working for free.
We had many irregularities. Many of the municipality workers, including some animals, were paid salaries even if they do not report to work. It became a court case at a later stage. Ultimately, many of those workers ended their employment with the municipality, which has taken a heavy toll on our operations. Despite these irregularities, those workers were exonerated by the court.
As for the donkeys, they continued to work.
This village's ghost mule employees is a microcosm of the endemic corruption in Iraq. Recent research suggests that the way the system of governance works is that power brokers accumulate wealth and influence without providing basic services to the people.
Here, security forces caught an official taking bribes. It's an open secret mafias control ministries, and many government officials benefit. And Iraqis blame corruption for poverty and unemployment. Less than half the population voted in last October's election, and Iraq still doesn't have an official government. But while the politicians struggle to form a government in Baghdad, Accra's donkeys carry on their daily tasks, oblivious of the corruption allegations against them. Osama Mijawid, Al Jazeera, Accra, Northern Iraq.